Cuba. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My thanks also to the experts for their interesting and helpful presentations. I would like to share Cuba's views on the matter of definitions. For Cuba, oversight by a human controller, at least under critical functions, in other words, the selection of a target and the attack thereof, is essential. In no circumstances can it be deemed to be ethical or acceptable for machines to take decisions on the lives of human beings. It is for that reason that we believe that fully autonomous weapons should be prohibited before they begin to be deployed. Cuba considers that in order to make progress in the debates on autonomous weapons, it is essential also to make progress on the definition of a multilaterally agreed set of parameters or definitions. There should be two categories of weapons considered. Firstly, fully autonomous weapons and semi-autonomous weapons, which we consider should be part of this debate. Fully autonomous weapons could be understood as those weapons that operate without any form of human intervention once they have been deployed. Semi-autonomous weapons could be understood as those which have some degree of monitoring by a human controller, at least for critical functions. As we have already mentioned, Cuba considers that the United Nations should prepare a legally binding instrument under the CCW, which would establish a blanket complete prohibition on fully autonomous weapons. We should be proactive in addressing the threats that may arise from the use of fully autonomous weapons, prohibiting them before they begin to be deployed. It is our view that the debate should also focus on the worrisome use of semi-autonomous military technology. When it comes to this technology, there is a need for the adoption of specific international regulations. Cuba considers that work should be undertaken within multilateral bodies with a view to achieving a legally binding instrument that would regulate the use of semi-autonomous weapons. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons is the appropriate framework for the beginning of this work. Cuba is of the view that amongst semi-autonomous weapons, consideration should be given to some forms of existing weapons, such as unmanned drones, which can lead to very high civilian casualties. We should also not exclude from the debate the need to regulate drones and other forms of unmanned aircraft. We are concerned by the use of drones in an unregulated way. The autonomous weapons that already exist do require regulation and therefore cannot be excluded from the current debate.